Dime Store Magic, Women of the Other World by Kelly Armstrong. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Copyright 2004 by KLA Frick, Inc. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Bantam Dell, a division of Random House, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there, too. Prologue. Todd adjusted his leather power seat and smiled. Now, this was the good life. Driving along the California coast, road stretching empty before him, cruise control set at 50, climate control at 68 degrees Fahrenheit, Brazilian coffee keeping warm in his heated cup holder. Some might say it'd be even better to be the guy lounging in the back seat instead of his driver, but Todd liked being where he was. Better to be the bodyguard than the guy who needed one. His predecessor, Russ, had been the more ambitious type, which may explain why Russ had been missing for 2 months. Odds around the office water cooler were split 50-50 between those who assumed Christoph Nast finally tired of his bodyguard's insubordination and those who thought Russ had fallen victim to Todd's own ambitions. Bullshit, of course. Not that Todd wouldn't have killed to get this job, but Russ was a Feritas. Todd wouldn't even know how to kill him. Todd figured the Nasts were behind Russ's sudden disappearance, but that didn't bother him. When you signed up with the Cabal, you had to know what to expect. Give them your respect and your loyalty, and you had the cushiest gig in the supernatural world. Double-cross them and they'd wreak their revenge right into your afterlife. At least the Nasts weren't as bad as the St. Clouds, if the rumors were right about what the St. Clouds did to that shaman.